This is Terry Mandel, D.O., dictating an attorney letter to Matt Kavanaugh, attorney at law, address on file of the Schiller Law Office. Dear Mr. Kavanaugh, per your request for an independent medical evaluation based upon records on your client, Romero Escamilla, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Ramiro. Last name is Escamilla, period. On June 16, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation based upon a records review, period. I have reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. Records reviewed included health Point of Indiana, comma, Northwest Indiana Urgent Care, comma, and Munster Open MRI, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, a physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. Romero sustained injuries as a result of an automobile accident on December 20th, 2017, period. Romero was a passenger in a 1995 Chevrolet Blazer that was driven by Matthew Beaker, B-I-E-K-E-R, period. The vehicle was headed southbound on Burr Street, B-U-R-R, Burr Street in Gary, Indiana, period. Another vehicle, which was a 1999 Subaru Impreza, I-M-P-R-E-Z-A, a 1999 Subaru Impreza, was traveling northbound on Burr Street, period. The Subaru resulted in a collision as he was making a left-hand turn into a gas station as he was passing, period. Romero sustained injury to his body as he was jerked and jarred about in the vehicle, period. He had injury in his entire back, including his neck, mid, and low back, period. As the pain became worse, he sought treatment with Dr. Bobbier, B-O-B-I-E-R, of Health Point of Indiana, on December 28, 2017, period. New paragraph. The timeline for his treatment was that he initially sought treatment with Dr. Bobbier on December 28, 2017, period. On his initial presentation, he had limited range of motion, particularly in the cervical and lumbar regions. Abnormal orthopedic tests were noted, period. He was diagnosed with muscle spasm as well as cervical, thoracic, and lumbar sprains and was started on a treatment course, period. The treatment initially was started on December 29, 2017 with Dr. Bobbier, period. He continued follow-up, and I will give you some examples in some of the dates of his treatment, period. The treatment included normal acceptable physical therapy treatments of electrical stimulation, comma, cryotherapy, comma, traction, comma, manipulation, and hydrotherapy, period. On December 31st, 2017, he was seen at Northwest Indiana Urgent Care. He was... Romero was diagnosed with cervicalgia and prescribed Scalaxin, period. He followed up with Dr. Barbier on January 9th, 2018, therapy continued period. On January 11th, 2018, he was seen at Munster Open MRI. The abnormalities were noted, and I will go to that in detail later in this report period. On January 26, 2018, spinal adjustments continued period. On February 13, 2018, traction was applied to the entire back region period. On February 20th, 2018, range of motion restrictions were noted in the cervical and lumbar areas period. On March 5th, 2018, he was improving but still having pain period. On March 12th, 2018, continued to undergo treatment to his entire back period. On March 22nd, 2018, still having pain in the entire back regions period. On March 29th, 2018, range of motion restrictions were particularly noted in the cervical and lumbar regions period. On April 2nd, 2018, showing improvement in the neck and low back area, period. On April 9th, 2018, Dr. Barbier released him from active care because he was at maximal medical improvement, period. New paragraph. Despite treatment, the patient still continues from mild to moderate pain that is described as intermittent in nature in his neck, mid, and low back regions, period. New paragraph. After review of all the records and review of bills totaling $12,680.03, period. After review of the records and looking at these bills, I have found that all the care that he received as it relates to the automobile accident of December 20th, 2017, and as I have outlined above, were all appropriate, comma, medically necessary, comma, and reasonable, period. The approximate $13,000 worth of medical bills were all reasonable and appropriate as well, period. New paragraph. I want to comment on some of the pertinent findings after review of the medical records, so please note the following period. Radiographic reports dated December 28, 2017. X-rays were done of the cervical and lumbar regions. They did show abnormalities, but no fractures apparent, period. Munster Open MRI and imaging dated January 11th, 2018 was a grossly abnormal, period. There was straightening of the normal cervical lordosis, period. Dr. Mandel's comment on this finding is it takes a great deal of spasm to produce these findings on radiographic studies, period. Also, there were abnormalities noted at C4-5 with disc bulge impinging the ventral fecal sac, period. At C5-6, there was circumferential disc bulge impinging the ventral fecal sac, period. At C6-7, there was circumferential disc bulge impinging the ventral fecal sac, period. My comments on the MRI report were at the three lower cervical levels. There is disc bulges with impingement upon the nerve areas, period. Also, a typical chart note dated April 9th, 2018 from Health Point of Indiana, showing the abnormalities with mild hypertonicity, pain, and spasm noted in the cranial cervical musculature, period. Mild hypertonicity, comma, pain and spasm noted in the low back musculature, period. mild joint dysfunction noted in the cranial, cervical, and neck regions, period. Mild joint dysfunction noted in the low back regions, period. Assessment, Romero has completed treatment and is released from care, period. He has reached maximal medical improvement. There were disabilities noted in the neck and low back region, period. Also, a chart note from Health Point of Indiana, December 29th, 2017. He was having unbearable hypertonicity, pain, and spasm in the cranial, cervical, and neck musculature, period. Spasm was noted in the upper back, mid-back, and low back musculature, period. Severe decrease in cervical range of motion was noted, period. Note from Health Point of Indiana, December 28, 2017, states Mr. Escamilla presents today with injuries sustained in a motor vehicle accident occurring on December 20, 2017 in Gary, Indiana, period. Romero was the restrained passenger of a vehicle that was struck in the front of his vehicle, period. He hit his head on the dashboard, period. Mr. Escamilla did not feel any discomfort until hours later, period. Symptoms noticed since the accident include back pain, comma, back stiffness, comma, chest pain, comma, dizziness, comma, ear ringing, comma, fatigue, comma, hand finger numbness, comma, headaches, comma, irritability, comma, jaw problems, comma, leg pain, comma, memory loss, comma, neck pain, comma, neck stiffness, comma, shortness of breath, comma, vision blurred, comma, and sleep difficulties, period. Symptoms are getting worse, period. He did not have these complaints prior to the motor vehicle accident, period. He rated his neck pain as 10 over 10 on today's date. The pain is described as sharp, throbbing, and stiff, period. The symptoms are present 100% of the time, period. He states sleeping, comma, active range of motion, comma, working in daily routine makes symptoms worse, period. His low back pain rates at 10 over 10 on that date, period. The pain is sharp, throbbing, comma, tight, comma, stiff, and pressure, period. They are present 100% of the time. He states lifting, comma, bending, comma, twisting, comma, sleeping, comma, sitting, comma, standing, and daily routine makes symptoms worse, and nothing makes complaints better, period. He states that he has had numbness and tingling in his forearms and hands since the accident, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic impressions by Dr. Mandel is number one, cervical trauma, strain, and sprain. Number two, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, disc bulges with nerve impingement, period. Number three, thoracic trauma, comma, strain and sprain improved. Number four, lumbar trauma, strain, and sprain, period. The above four diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of December 20th, 2017, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. The patient qualifies for the following impairments, period. In reference to the cervical region, the patient qualifies for 6% whole body impairment, utilizing table 17-2, page 564, period. In reference to the lumbar region, the patient qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment, utilizing table 17-4, page 570, period. When we combine these total whole body impairments, the patient has a total 9% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident in question of December 20th, 2017, period. As the patient ages, he will be more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical and lumbar regions as a result of this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. Using generic medications, both anti-inflammatory and analgesics, the patient will need medications at an expense of $90 a month for the remainder of his life period. The patient can benefit by a back brace at an estimated cost of $200 period. This back brace would need to be replaced every 2 years for the remainder of his life period. The patient can benefit by some injections in the cervical region at an estimated cost of $3,500 period. The patient should consider a TENS unit at a cost of $500 period. Down the road, there is a strong probability that he will require surgical correction to the lower cervical regions because of the bulging cervical disc and the impingement on the nerves, period. The patient is having symptoms in his arms as a result of this impingement, and this was not present prior to this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, and I have not performed a physical examination due to the constraints of COVID-19, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to do this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal, end of dictation.